salo patu le itatu e kalesi e ne yaso le malu hapeon tatu patas. All that is just pretty much welcome to the Islander Day. And this is the group from the island of Samoa, and we have our friends from Marshall Islands. And we are so glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Just like David says, I'm so glad when they say unto us to go to the house of the Lord. And that's the feeling that we all should be today, to be a part of this.
Amen.
We hardly see any other churches around with so many cultures. Amen. They usually do, you know, its own little church. Yes. But I'm so glad that we are part of this multicultural church.
Amen.
And I'm so happy for you guys to open the doors for us and welcoming us, for your hospitality and all the smiles, so that we can keep coming and serve together our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And I just want to talk a little bit our culture. It's going to be a long day if I go deep into it. I'm going to just summarize it up by saying our culture is pretty much respect. There's a lot of respect in there.
Yes.
Everybody in the household knows where he stands or where she stands. The father respects the mother. The mother respects the father.
Yes.
The sons and the daughters, they know where they stand. We are the men, we are the cooks of the family.
Amen.
And there's also a part of the women in the household. So,
thank you. After the meal, the women knows where they do, where they go. They always clean the dishes.
Amen.
And it's an ongoing process. It's not only one time. It's every day. And the other thing I want to talk about is our culture pretty much back up the gospel. The gospel is the number one thing in any village of Samoa. On Sundays, you will see the whole village go to church. And there's a certain time for the village to stop cooking, because we cook outside and everybody sees the smoke. So before the sun rises, that smoke has to be cut off, no matter if you're done or not. You have to go to church. And there's people that they enforce that. They call themselves entitlement. So they walk around the village. If they find you in the house, you're not going to church, you'll get fined. Wow. And it's a very nice culture. And that's a morning service and an evening service. The other thing I want to talk about is an everyday culture or everyday thing for every family. In the evening, when everybody's done with their chores of the day, the pastor will sound the bell. And that bell tells everybody that it's time for the evening service. And you will hear all kinds of songs from different religions. If you are Catholic, a Methodist, a Baptist, whatever religion you belong to, it's very nice to hear them singing to the Lord.
Amen.
And that time of the evening service, there's nobody allowed to walk in the village. There's no car, even on the main road, the cars will all stop, the vehicles. There's no transportation around. So I just want to say that it's very unique to us to see those kind of, you know, so that we can bring our children so that they know how we grew up back then. And the other thing I want to mention is, because we're so into the gospel, the way they translate the English Bible to the Samoan Bible, the Samoan Bible. I always ask my father before he passed, how did you guys translate the English Bible to the Samoan Bible? You guys didn't go to school. And they says, even if you believe it or not, but the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Holy Ghost helped those elders.
Amen.
They were sitting under the tree doing their handicrafts. And they were cutting the furs from the chickens. And if you cut it, you'll see a little hollow, a little hole in there. And they use that as a pen. They dip into an ink, whatever, to make a, and that's how they write. And if you look in a Samoan, if you know how to speak Samoans and learn the language, it makes sense how they translate from English to Samoan. I think it's getting too long. And I will cut it off right now. And if you want to learn more about my culture, you can always come to my house. And now we have put together a short program for us. And the main thing is to glorify the Lord of us. And may you be blessed by it. We're going to start with memorizing the books from the Bible in Samoan. And then we're going to sing a song. It's a praising song in our language. And then we're going to recite the memory verse from John 3:16 and 17 in Samoan and in English. And then we end up with another song. To God be the glory. Amen.
Lani, Waya Wina Mayanona Tele to Tassi, in a year le Panos et Tassi Fat for 2 years a year. I am Mawa Ea Leola Fau. A while I win a mile at 2 Lunatali in La Lani, the year Panos in a La Lani, I am Faula in a La Lani at Ea.
John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Glory.